Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What's next?
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by LongRoofing.com. The insults were flying between Washington and Pyongyang while you slept. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un took to state television to warn President Trump he'll pay dearly for his recent threat to totally destroy North Korea if the U.S. or its allies are attacked.
Kim also referred to President Trump as a dotard or deranged and senile old man. That was in response to the president's latest executive order.
Correspondent Joe Johns, just this past hour, the president responded with a tweet saying, Kim is obviously a madman who doesn't mind starving or killing his own people. Rain continues to fall on Puerto Rico, which remains flooded in several areas as rescues continue there following Hurricane Maria. Governor Ricardo Rossello says he's hopeful the power situation will improve soon.
We have plenty of generators that are coming in. We expect to start getting power in different areas in Puerto Rico as we start restoring the system.
But Rossello warns it's still not clear how much damage occurred to major transmission lines. If they're out, the power will be out, perhaps for months. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's bold plan to widen 3 major highways is drawing a variety of reviews as a transportation plan, but how's it playing for him politically? With his re-election campaign just around the corner, Maryland political science professor Todd Eberle says it should play well with voters who use those highways.
If a Republican is running for election in the state and can at least do okay in Montgomery County and do all right in Prince George's County, it makes their election to statewide office much easier.
The election's 13 months away. A specific plan for widening the Beltway, I-270, and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway won't be ready until several months after that. The man convicted last week in the 1975 abduction and murder of the Lyon sisters in Wheaton has pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting 2 other girls in Prince William County. Those crimes took place in 1996, and Lloyd Welch's plea agreement was part of the same deal that was reached with prosecutors in the Lyon case. In court, one of Welch's victims testified, "He is the dirt I walk on every day." Welch received a 12-year sentence for those crimes. Even as this school year just gets underway, Montgomery County school officials are wrestling over how to make next year's school calendar fit.
The problem is figuring out where to build school days into the calendar in a year where Jewish holidays fall on weekdays and schools need to close for Election Day.
We will have to make some tough decisions.
School board member Patricia O'Neill says the school system could shorten the number of days in the year, hold classes on Jewish holidays, or shorten spring break.
Certainly it would be very difficult if we have to cut spring break. Many of our high school students go on college visits.
And she says that's a popular vacation time. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Think this could ever happen here? London is yanking Uber's license to operate in the British capital, arguing it demonstrates a lack of corporate responsibility. London Mayor Sadiq Khan says he supports the decision, saying any operator of taxi services in the city needs to play by the rules. He says providing an innovative service must not be at the expense of customer safety and security. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 22,359. The Nasdaq at 64,22. In sports, the Nats fall to the Braves. The Orioles beat the Rays. And in the former Redskins assistant coaches bowl, Sean McVay's Rams beat Kyle Shanahan's 49ers 41-39. WMAL News Time is 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather. As Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You could grab $1,000 4 times a day. Easy. It's $4K a day on WMAL. Your shot at big money every weekday.
All right.
Details at WMAL.com and listen here.
Yay!
$4K a day on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Maybe your kids are about to graduate from college or even get their graduate degree. Or you're looking forward to retirement, finally. Don't go another day without getting your legal house in order. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Let me show you how to get a basic estate plan in place that will protect you and your loved ones in the years ahead with our trademarked Reservoir Trust. All I ask is 2 hours of your time. Check the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111. Or go to JoeHadid.com.
805 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 at WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through Annandale, Braddock Road, commuters coming eastbound, inbound, well prior to the Beltway, right near Burke Lake Road. That's where crews are responding to the crash, so watch in that intersection. Crews have been with this long-standing crash on 95 Virginia northbound as you come up to the Fairfax County Parkway. Looks like still the right side of the roadway blocked and jammed as you come out of Dale City this morning before you even get to the Potomac Mills sign again. So plan for that. Commuters, looks like a little bit of volume over to Route 1 as well, so just be prepared. 395, we're brief delays now in Landmark, but then jammed before the 14th Street Bridge to the westbound freeway crash near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now, that's been cleared, but when the freeway in that direction gets tied up so terribly to get across the 11th Street Bridge, it affects 295, the Suitland Parkway. Douglas Bridge takes a lot of bailout traffic, so that's going to be a while to clear. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly gray sky, mild weather continuing. We're a dozen above average to start the day and well above average this afternoon. Mostly cloudy, up near 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 68 in Chantilly, 66 in Damascus, 71 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Pull out your pumpkin spice, even if the weather says summer, the first day of fall is officially here. See more at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
This is Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnaise with Mary Walter at 8:35 this morning. Ed Henry of the Fox News Channel will join us to talk politics because he's really good at talking about that. Good morning.
Good morning. You know who else is joining us right now is Governor Mike Huckabee. You know him, former governor of Arkansas, father of the White House press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and he has a new show on TBN called Huckabee. It premieres October 7th. Governor, good morning and welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. Happy Friday.
Well, thank you, Mary. Yeah, I have a new moniker now. I'm Sarah's dad. I'm getting T-shirts printed to say that, but I'm very proud of her, and she's got a very tough job, but I think she's up to it, and I'm extraordinarily happy to hear people come up to me everywhere and tell me they think she's terrific.
Well, you might be answering one of my questions, because on October 7th, your kickoff interview is with President Trump, and I was thinking, like, who does he know at the White House that he could get an interview with the President of the United States for your very first broadcast?
Well, it was Hope Hicks. She was very interesting. obviously, I used every connection that I could.
I love it.
But it's a great way for me to launch this show and to have the President of the United States. It kind of creates a little street cred to say, we're going to have serious newsmakers on the show. But I think when people see it, they're going to also understand that this is not just a one-hour political ping-pong match with Democrats and Republicans yelling at each other. It's going to be quite different than what people are used to seeing on most cable news. Almost identical to what I did on Fox on the Saturday-Sunday show. And this is going to be in that same time on Saturday-Sunday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern. But what we're going to focus on, even when we do the political aspect, is not so much what did the left say, what did the right say. But what is the solution? What is the goal here? Because I just feel like we're missing that. And I watch a lot of the cable news. In fact, I have a television that has four channels on one screen, so I can watch Fox, Fox Business, CNN, yes, and MSNBC all at the same time. And, you know, I find myself just saying, my gosh, everybody's screaming at each other. I don't know what they're saying. And so it's going to be a very civil type of show and really a wholesome show and try to bring the temperature down a little bit when we talk politics.
A civil discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee. By the way, TBN.org, you can find out what your channel listings are for that. Governor, just last question on the show for you. Are you going to be playing music like you did on the Fox News show?
You do not go to Nashville, Tennessee, where we're going to base this show, and not do music. In fact, there'll be quite a bit more music than we ever had on Fox.
Wow.
It's going to be an entertaining and, I think, a fun show to watch. A lot of different kind of features, but we have a house band made up of Nashville studio musicians that is just stunningly good. And then we'll have big-name artists that'll be on the show and up-and-coming artists. And so expect a lot more music than you're used to seeing on anything like this before.
Well, Governor, your first guest going to be President Trump. And one of the things that just is constantly a presence in Trump world is this Mueller-Manafort investigation. And there's a lot to be concerned about the Manafort investigation the more we learn about it. What disturbs you the most about this investigation?
Well, the fact that when the federal government wants to come after you, they have unlimited resources to do it. And even if you're proven innocent at some point after years of being relentlessly investigated and embarrassed on national television for the fact that they are investigating you, even if you win, you lose because you will have spent every dime you've ever earned or ever will earn on legal fees. Your reputation is ruined. And the federal government, who again had unlimited resources to attack you, got those resources from you in the form of your taxes, and then turned around and made you spend your own private resources to defend yourself against the resources they took from you in taxes. I find this very troubling, and I think every American should be, even if this happens to somebody you don't agree with, even if it happens to somebody you're glad to see get theirs, if you will, it should alarm every American, because I think that we are bordering on an unconstitutional harassment and persecution, not prosecution, of American citizens. When we go to their homes at 4 a.m, we roust their families out of bed and parade them in their yards in nightgowns, and we begin to go through and traumatize their families. This is happening. I've got friends who are right now either maybe vindicated but ruined, are some that actually ended up going to prison for things that you look at and you say, are you kidding me? And it really should be an alarm to Americans, because the government was never intended to be able to abuse its citizens this way. The Constitution should be protecting us.
Well, I want to talk about this raid, this middle-of-the-night raid, for a moment. So you know, you've been a governor, so you've been responsible for law enforcement in Arkansas. I mean, does a financial crime of any kind rate a middle-of-the-night raid where they pick the lock on the home and enter with guns drawn?
No, it absolutely does not. And you know, breaking down a door. We've had instances where Henry Juskowitz, the CEO of Gibson Guitar, was accused of using wood that came from Indonesia that wasn't somehow properly permitted. Now, think about this. Wood in his guitars, now it turned out that it was the same wood that was being used by Martin Guitars and Fender Guitars, but he was a Republican donor and they were Democrat donors, so they didn't get raided. They went into the Gibson Guitar plant in Nashville with guns, with, you know, fully automatic weapons, SWAT teams, 50 agents swarmed, told the secretaries and workers to, you know, stand up, get away from their desks, put their hands up, scared the daylights out of them because they wanted to find out if Gibson Guitars were making their instruments with some kind of wood that didn't have the proper permit. Now, nobody can tell me that it was necessary to show that kind of force. I mean, this is where you call the people's attorney and you say, we'd like to come and you know, find out if this is true. And you only raise that level when it's necessary to protect either the law enforcement officers or somehow to protect the evidence, none of which was necessary in that case.
And they're saying that this could go on for, you know, another 18 months. They're going back over a decade into Paul Manafort's history. Is this a committee in search of a crime, and they're going to find something come hell or high water?
Yes. The answer to that is, Mary, simply yes, because once you get into these investigations, again, if you keep searching deep enough, and now they're saying they'll go back 11 years into Manafort, my gosh, Paul Manafort had never met Donald Trump 11 years ago. This is the kind of thing that, frankly, is an abuse of our system. And this is why I say it ought to make every American angry, because maybe it's Manafort today, but it could be you tomorrow. And it just depends on, you know, whose ox wants to get gored. I think what alarms me is that we're so selective in these investigations. They're going after Paul Manafort for maybe having conversations, and who knows, I don't know what he did or didn't do, but I know James Clapper has testified before Congress that there was no unmasking. We know there was. He testified that there absolutely was not any surveillance of Donald Trump, and now we know that there indeed was. These are things that I think, if you're going to investigate something, investigate some of these people who use their government power in a very malicious manner. Investigate when the IRS went after nonprofit groups that they disagreed with. That's an investigation worth having.
Yes.
So why are we having those?
All right, Governor Mike Huckabee's brand new show, where he breaks down the news, and he's even going to make some. Starts October 7th on Trinity Broadcasting Network. Governor, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. Great to be with you guys.
Nice to have you. 8:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland commuters, this is really important if you use I-95 coming out of Baltimore and pushing southbound, heading towards, say, Route 100. All traffic remains stopped. We have a truck fire, and I can see this in the traffic cameras. I'm seeing a lot of smoke still, and nobody's moving. In fact, delays are before you even get to 695. So start planning about your options and your alternates. Even once you get a couple lanes open, it's going to be a while to clear. So southbound BW Parkway, that is definitely picking up delays over to 29 as well. But again, all traffic is stopped. Maryland, southbound 95, south of 895, but before Route 100 with this truck fire. Now, northbound, I know you're in delays trying to get up through there. It's the rubbernecking because you're seeing all this activity, and it is quite dramatic to see. Onto the Beltway we go. No drama, but from 95 to George Avenue, slow. Wilson Bridge backups near St. Barnabas Road. Terrible delays still getting into town. Westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Earlier crash has caused all these delays coming off of 295 in the Suitland Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies early today, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, a high near 85 degrees. Tonight, there will be a few clouds, a low of 64. And then get ready for this weekend forecast. It's the first weekend of fall, and it's going to be abundant sunshine all over the place. Highs in the mid-80s and lows in the mid-60s, basically all weekend. Right now, 72 in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by John Marshall Bank.
Hi, this is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day, you can easily and securely manage your bank account. We're everywhere you need to be. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com.
Oh, can we go a day without regaling you with the joy that is Maxine Waters?
I refuse to let a single day pass by that sounds like that.
She is the gift that keeps on giving. So yesterday she was at a Congressional Black Caucus town hall on civil rights. And she was talking about the black community backing her up. And of course, she just goes on. She starts with that, and then she just keeps going. She just can't help herself. So here's Maxine Waters, cut 18, Mike, and she is just gauche. She can't help herself.
Well, they don't have what it takes. They don't have the laws yet. Impeachment is about whatever the Congress says it is. There is no law that dictates impeachment. What the Constitution says is high crimes and misdemeanors, and we define that. Bill Clinton got impeached because he lied. Here you have a president who I can tell you and guarantee you is in collusion with the Russians to undermine our democracy. Huh? Here you have a president who has obstructed justice. And here you have a president
that lies
every day. Thank God that the special counsel is beginning to connect the dots and understand Facebook's role in it. Social media's role in it. When is the black community gonna say, yeah, impeach him? It's time to go after him. I don't hear you. Don't another person come up to me and say, you go, girl. No, you go.
What?
She
I thought it was Congress's job. What the hell is going on?
Well,
over
it's Congress's job to decide what impeachment is and what it takes to impeach someone. So she says, you know, we're just going to make, we'll just decide that. You know, Bill Clinton was impeached for lying. Well, it was lying under oath. It was a little more than just lying, you know, she leaves that out. So isn't it nice to know that someone as learned as Maxine Waters is in charge of our government?
That's
awesome. Yeah. So then she goes on to Ben Carson, also at the same event, Congressional Black Caucus Town Hall on Civil Rights, where she said, you know, I expect the rest of the community to back me up. But she goes on to Ben Carson. Ben Carson, a man who, thanks to his mother, crawled out of poverty because she refused to allow him.
But she's so much more learned than he is. Would you stop, Mary?
This is a man whose mother used to make him and his brother go to the library, read books. He became a neurosurgeon for children. He successfully separated conjoined twins who were joined at the brain. This man is incredibly, insanely brilliant. And here's Auntie Maxine here talking about Dr. Carson. Here we go.
My grandmother would call him an educated fool. Here's a man that has a reputation of being, you know, a very highly competent surgeon. But when he talks
somebody
about
help her with the word
poor people, he says they're the cause of their poverty. He doesn't understand why you didn't do what he did and why you didn't make it like he made it. And he doesn't know the difference between slavery and immigration. And so he's coming before my committee. If you think I took Mnuchin on you, watch what I'm going to do to Ben Carson.
Wow.
I cannot wait because it's going to be delicious. We can just play this audio every single day of Auntie Maxine's favorite hits. He's set to testify before the House Financial Services Committee. She is the top Democrat on that committee. You think government's dysfunctional? This is why government's dysfunctional. She is the top Democrat on the House Financial Services Committee. Just let that marinate for a second. That he is an educated fool. Dr. Carson, this man grew up in public housing. He understands what it's like to be caught in that trap, that you can be caught in that trap of public housing and being uneducated and relying on government assistance, and he fought out of it. Who better to know what it takes to get out of that?
Ben Carson is a soft-spoken man, but yeah. I am fully looking forward to a tail-whooping when he heads to that House Financial Services Committee.
We may have to do like a half hour on that alone.
Yeah.
Just a Ben Carson, Maxine Waters smackdown.
All we can promise is audio will be coming. 8:22 on WMAL.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. And for our half-year patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
All right, 825, you're trying to drive. Let's check in with WMAL's traffic and weather and Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, thank you so much. Unfortunately, we have a major problem spot in Maryland. It's a tractor-trailer fire. In fact, if you heard me talk about it hours ago, it's the same truck, southbound 95 before Route 100. This is after 895. It had been under control, and they thought, oh, okay, we're going to just wait for a tow truck. Well, it's reignited, and you're going to see this billowing smoke across Interstate 95, and they have everyone still stopped here. This has been about 20 minutes, at least 20 minutes. Nobody is moving. Southbound 95 between 895 and Route 100. Major delays, obviously, when all travel lanes are stopped. Now, for the northbound side, all lanes are open, but you can see all the smoke, all the fire trucks and flashing lights. Major northbound delays. So place to avoid 95 near and north of Route 100. Baltimore-Washington Parkway 29 are obvious bailout routes to get you where you need to go. So let's go elsewhere. We've had delays on 270 south in Rockville from the earlier crash. Gone. The freeway westbound, very slow, still late to recover from the crash there. Didn't forget about Virginia 95 in Newington. Fairfax County Parkway crash was along the right side north on 95. And finally, and you need this, here's a way you can save time. We all need that. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero Park Smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly gray sky, mild weather continuing. We're a dozen above average to start the day and well above average this afternoon. Mostly cloudy up near 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
72 degrees in the nation's capital, 826.
Breakfast Club, iconic John Hughes movie, Breakfast Club, 16 Candles. Those movies, a lot of the same cast. One of the cast members, Anthony Michael Hall, in those movies. And he's back in the news, but not for something good. He's pleaded no contest to shoving a neighbor. The neighbor fell and broke his wrist. And so Hall entered a no guilty plea. No contest, in L.A. County Superior Court on Wednesday to one misdemeanor count of assault likely to produce injury. He got 40 hours of community service, 3 years of informal probation. So if you see him out there in L.A., you'll be like, hey, that's the guy from the Breakfast Club out there. It's not him picking up garbage. I think that's the guy from the Breakfast Club on the side of the road.
Yeah, he's a thug now. He's breaking people's wrists.
I want to say he was in the Goldbergs, but I'm not 100% sure. I want to say he appeared as a teacher in the Goldbergs, but he has recently been on a TV show where he has appeared as a teacher. And I went, I think that's the guy for the Breakfast Club. And sure enough, it was him.
More recently, he was in The Dark Knight, which is cool.
There you go.
Good movie.
So Anthony Michael Hall, if you see him on the side of the road, yeah, that's him. It is 828 on WMAL.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-457-1337. That's 800-457-1337. 800-457-1337. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnais, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking to Ed Henry of the Fox News Channel, break down all the things that are going on in politics, including the President of the United States' very active Twitter account this morning. Ed just reads tweets and then reports about them, so we'll have plenty to talk about. 8:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by the Big Screen Store. And just into the WMAL newsroom, a truck fire has shut down southbound I-95 in Howard County. Let's get the latest on that from Jamie Witten in the traffic center.
All traffic remains stopped, John, and this has been just a terrible ride here. Tractor-trailer fire southbound 95, south of 895, but before Route 100. Now, several hours ago, crews had dealt with this truck fire and blocked two lanes. Everything was under control. They left. It reignited. Apparently, it's filled with some sort of clothing. So all lanes are stopped. You're seeing billowing smoke, and I'll have more of what to do on your ride coming up next.
Words out this morning that the GOP health care bill will get a public airing before it goes to a vote next week.
Smarting from accusations the Graham-Cassidy bill was not going to have a hearing, the Senate Finance Committee is holding an emergency one Monday afternoon. The bill would send states block grant money, letting them decide what health coverage they will require from private insurers in the individual market. Several senators have not been won over, and sweeteners are being offered to Alaska to win over Senator Lisa Murkowski, who voted against the last attempt in July. President Trump tweeted that any senator who voted against the new bill would be remembered as saving Obamacare.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Some Virginia business leaders are pushing an effort to put high-speed ferries on the Potomac River to run from Occoquan to the D.C. waterfront. They claim that modern boats complete with Wi-Fi and onboard concessions could make the trip for about the same cost as using the 95 express lanes. Advocates call the Potomac the last unused highway in the region. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,359, the NASDAQ at 6,422. In sports, brought to you by Experian, the Nats fall to the Braves. The Orioles beat the Rays in a rare, exciting Thursday night football match. The Rams beat the 49ers. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 2.875% with an APR of 3.08% on a 10-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today. 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today for a 10-year fixed mortgage of 2.875% with an APR of 3.08%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. here on WMAL. Call them today, 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068. For additional cost information.
Let us take care of the most important person on your holiday shopping list, you. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. Earn gift bucks when you play with your M Life Rewards card. Then redeem them for that luxury watch you've always wanted, the hottest tech toys, and more. Now through November 7th, this is Monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, here to talk to you about Innovation Health, the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, Innovation Health offers lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. That's yourhealthaboveall.com. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
Last year, corporate data breaches were up 40%. This year, it could be worse. Find out if your data is at risk with a free dark web email scan, only from Experian. In less than a minute, you'll know if your identity is at risk. Go to Experian.com/scan to help keep your identity yours with Experian.
8:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here again, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And John, it's Maryland Interstate 95 at a standstill. Howard County, lots of crews, fire and rescue, Maryland State Police, all trying to deal with this tractor trailer fire. South on 95 shut down between 895 and Route 100. Northbound lanes are open, so you can use the northbound side, but the rubbernecking delays jams us back near almost Route 32. So plan for major problems here to continue for a while. I'm still watching this activity with the billowing smoke. Route 1, 295, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, some options for you, 29, but it's going to be a while till we can recover with this, and I'll keep you posted as soon as anything changes there. Now, elsewhere with the rush hour, Friday morning, here we go for 270, our first set of delays now, Gaithersburg into Rockville, George Washington Parkway past the Overlooks, Virginia 95, that's our other tough spot, northbound in Newington, crash at the Fairfax County Parkway, longstanding, still blocks the right lane, jammed out of Dale City. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds will not bring rainfall. Post-tropical storm Jose now spins out over the Atlantic, throwing the clouds in here. Overcast today, limited sunshine, if any, up to about 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 69 degrees in Burke, 67 in Rockville, 72 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, 8:37 here on WMAL. Pleased to be joined now by Ed Henry, Fox News' chief national correspondent and the New York Times best-selling author of 42 Faith. Ed, thanks very much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Nice to have you, as always. Let's start with the President of the United States and Senate Republicans looking to get Graham Cassidy across the finish line. They want to pass this health care package that would block grant funds to the states to allow them to set up their own health care systems. Mitch McConnell said he wouldn't be bringing this thing up for a vote unless he's got the votes. But now we're hearing talk of it happening next week. Does that mean he's got the votes?
You're asking the right question, which is nobody really knows the answer to that one, because he is only going to bring it up if he has the votes, and he has very little room for error. You know, it's basically down to if one more Republican, either Lisa Murkowski of Alaska or John McCain of Arizona, indicates they're going to vote against this, it's going to go down. And so he would likely, Mitch McConnell, not bring it up. I mean, I think this is kind of the last gasp for repealing and replacing Obamacare for a number of reasons. Number one, procedurally, if they don't get this done by September 30th, some procedural things expire that do not allow them to sort of focus on this for the rest of the year. And I think given the crowded agenda, maybe even for the rest of the Congress. And then number two, I think the fact that you've seen the president, with some modest success so far, decide to say, well, forget it. The Republicans are not helping me enough with the agenda. I'm going to reach across the aisle to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. I think given that modest success he's had so far, and some of the pressure to get things done by the end of his first year to show some accomplishments, you're going to end up, if this does not pass, you'll see a more middle-of-the-road stabilizing of the insurance markets and something that maybe, quote-unquote, fixes Obamacare but does not repeal and replace it. And, you know, so on one hand, that could be an accomplishment, quote-unquote, for the president. But on the other hand, as you know, going into the 2018 midterms, there'll be a lot of Republican primary voters in the president's base who are going to be frustrated that that's not what he promised, but that's certainly not what Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan promised.
So are the voters going to take that base? Are they going to take their anger out on the president for going across the aisle to work with the Democrats? Are they going to take their anger out on their congressman for not getting anything done?
Well, it's a good question. And I think the president is trying to, push sentiment in the direction of the congressional leaders. I mean, with his tweets over not just the last few days, but the last couple of months, he's been talking about, hey, before I came to town, folks, I heard these Republican leaders in both chambers saying for 7 years that they were going to repeal and replace Obamacare. So I think this president has made it very clear with some of the messaging he's done that he's more than willing to say this is your problem, folks. And number two, again, I think reaching across the aisle to Schumer and Pelosi has also been not just about trying to get some wins, but it's about a warning shot to Ryan and McConnell that they better get moving on not just Obamacare. But I think on the positive side, we should also say that, you know, the Washington Post has an interesting story today saying that there's suddenly some momentum. The mainstream media has been talking this down forever, saying, oh, a president will never get tax cuts, tax reform in his first year. All of a sudden, the Post and others are saying there's some modest momentum there that maybe the president can get a win on taxes, which would be very big, not just for his base voters, but I think for more importantly for the country and for you know, your listeners who are wondering whether they're going to keep more of their own money or let the government take it.
Yeah, next week we're expecting that plan out of the White House. They're expected to give us some sort of framework for what they want out of tax reform. And you've got the big six. These are the leaders of the House and Senate and the Treasury, as well as some of the big tax lawmakers in the Congress working together right now on something. Ed Henry, is it your sense that there's any consensus on any of the details right now in that tax plan?
I mean, consensus, it would be hard to claim, but I think there is at least some agreement in both parties that there should be middle-class tax relief. And I think that if you gave some truth serum to Chuck Schumer, who remembers from New York and has had Wall Street in his base, corporate tax reform is a big deal, not just for Republicans, but I think there are some moderate Democrats. Look at Manchin in West Virginia, maybe others that the president could pick off that realize that a corporate tax cut, the president talked about 15% when he asked for details. It's very clear from talking to sources in both parties on the Hill, they're not going to get anywhere near cutting it down to 15%, but can they get it in the low or medium 20s? That would be something that would be a big shot in the arm to the economy, and I think even moderate Democrats know that that's something that could be passed on to, you know, again, your listeners, who that's what it matters. You know, we talk about this chess game back and forth. But people voted in a Republican House, Republican Senate, a Republican president, and they're saying, look, there's this checklist that included repealing and replacing Obamacare, but also talked about tax relief. So let's get off the dime, folks, and get something done.
The president, as you know, has angered Iran and obviously North Korea, but he's gotten some really great praise from Israel and yesterday Afghanistan. So how is this administration doing on the foreign affairs front overall?
I think it was a pretty darn good week for him at the UN. I mean, you know, I'm sort of reminded of what happened before these two horrifying storms, you know, the two big hurricanes, Harvey and Irma, where the mainstream media put up this narrative that, boy, this is a big test for Donald Trump. Is he going to get the federal government going? Are they going to be able to react? And frankly, you don't hear anybody talking about that narrative anymore because the federal government seemed to rise to the challenge. I think President Trump's gotten very little credit. Then you look at what were the big, you know, New York Times and others doing last Saturday, Sunday. Their big setup pieces were big week for Donald Trump. First time on the world stage, really, you know, at the UN. Of course, he's done a couple of foreign trips, but his first big UN General Assembly. I mean, he stands up to North Korea. He stands up to Iran. He also, you know, not only gets the praise of Israel, as you say, but he stood up to the UN itself and said, it's time to reform yourselves, which not a lot of American presidents have been willing to say, number one. And number two, I think the fact that he stood up to countries in the audience and said, you guys sit on human rights boards and panels here at the UN, and then you don't have human rights in your own country. It was bold, it was direct, and I think people have been waiting for an American president to stand up stuff for a long time.
Well, something other good things going on. The D.C. Bureau of Fox News is about to get a lot busier and a lot more crowded because Shannon Bream entering primetime. You've got Laura Ingraham entering primetime.
Yeah.
And now actually three women in primetime at Fox News. Most of your hosts now based out of D.C. So they're all going to be hanging out with you, Ed Henry.
That's fantastic. And I'm on the late shift at the White House and other places around Washington. So, with Martha McCallum at 7, and then I've been doing stuff, but with Hannity and some of the late shows. So now, welcome Laura, welcome Shannon, two fine people. We're excited about it.
All right, you might have to work a little bit later some of these weeknights.
Yeah, so I might not be able to do these morning hits.
We'll talk to Shannon about that. We're going to save Ed Henry for some visits.
She's a great person. I think she'll find compromise, and I hope you both have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, Ed Henry, for stopping by Mornings on the Mall here as we take things on. 8:44 now on WMAL.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
8:45 now at WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, I know you've heard me talking about the closure of Interstate 95 in Maryland. This is huge. There's so much going on with this tractor trailer fire. Several hours ago, I'd been talking about it and they resolved the issue. They left the tractor trailer there. They were going to tow it away after rush hour, but it reignited. We have major delays. 95 South. Okay, we need to think about this. If you are in the backups and you can follow some police direction here. Let's see. Route 1, 295, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, 29. This is if you are trying to figure out your workarounds, because 95 looks like this is going to be shut down for a while between 895 and Route 100. Tractor trailer still on fire, loaded with clothing, according to crews at the scene. Northbound side is open, but jammed from 32. So that entire corridor trying to get out of Baltimore and coming southbound, and all of the feeder roads adjoining just at a standstill. Now, also quite dramatic in Virginia. We've been dealing with a longstanding crash. 95 North at the Fairfax County Parkway still blocks the right lane. Callers tell me it took them an hour from Dale City, but that goes the whole way up through to the Beltway. And in Loudoun County, crews with the crash on 606 Old Ox Road, south of the toll road, so you're under their direction. Watch each way for the slowdowns. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, a high near 85 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds, low of 64. Then tomorrow and Sunday, abundant sunshine with highs in the 80s and lows in the 60s. Currently 72 in the nation's capital, 848 on WMAL.
Stop. Have a time.
The hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it? Where's the hammer? Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
That was Lawrence O'Donnell on a tirade. Apparently, you know, these are all outtakes. This is what happens behind the scenes during the commercials. And that has been leaked to MSNBC anchor. Someone at MSNBC leaked this. He has since apologized for his tirade, but it looks like he only apologized on Twitter because there's nothing on his page, according to crack producer extraordinaire Heather Hunter. He tweeted out, "A better anchorman and a better person would have had a better reaction to technical difficulties. I'm sorry." And it wasn't just that. There was more to Lawrence O'Donnell's tirade. Hit it, Mike.
The new sheriff of Maricopa County, who beat Joe Arpaio, joins us next. I don't know why I bother to say how to cut the slots when you don't do it. So now I have to chase those stupid entrails that are coming in my ear, this stupid hammering. I told you why I wanted those words cut.
And he went on and on and on. Well, there is a report on page 6 that insiders believe that senior NBC staffers leaked those tapes in retaliation for his what are being called antics during contract negotiations in the spring. Spring. Yeah.
Of course. You know what? Remember, NBC's done this before. To whom? To the President of the United States. Those Access Hollywood tapes were leaked by NBC, ending the career of Billy Bush at that time and getting him fired, and then the President of the United States. So NBC has this like tactic. Why would you want to work at NBC with a camera pointed at you? Because somebody is going to leak it if they don't like anything about you.
Yeah, absolutely. And sources connected with the leak tell Page 6 the video was slipped to the site as a broadcast quality digital clip, and only a handful of people are believed to be capable of accessing that. So I was there a little bit more of Lawrence O'Donnell.
8:50.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the
singing O'Donnell.
I'd
stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where's
the hammer? Out of danger.
Where's the hammer?
I'd hammer.
Is it on the
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
On the whole, fast food usually isn't the best food you can eat, but it doesn't have to be the worst either. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. When you go to a fast food joint, there are a lot of ways you can make your order less healthy. Fry it, supersize it, add cheese, bacon, extra toppings. But there are also ways to eat smarter at these restaurants, says nutritionist Lisa Dreher. First things first, figure out what you're going to order before you go. That burger might be better for you than a salad. Order grilled instead of fried, and don't go overboard on the condiments. Even if you're in a rush, try to allow 15 minutes to sit down and enjoy your meal, says Dreher. It can prevent overeating and also over-snacking later on. Perhaps my favorite hack of all is order off the kids' menu. More often than not, those smaller portions are going to fill you up, save you hundreds of calories, as well as a few bucks. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-517-9383. That's 800-517-9383. 800-517-9383.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Some nights are special. Some nights, you just know. It's a Maggiano's night. Maggiano's Little Italy is the place to enjoy family-style excellence. From appetizers and salads that always satisfy, to succulent family-style entrees that put smiles on faces around the table. And now, with the new steakhouse menu, Maggiano's is turning up the heat. Sample flame-kissed steaks, perfectly seasoned chicken, salmon, and more from their world-class steakhouse menu. Maggiano's serves it all up along with shareable appetizers and sides to create the perfect experience. These plated meals start at just $69.95 per person and are available at Maggiano's Friendship Heights only. So get them while they're hot. And don't forget to leave room for Maggiano's distinctly decadent New York cheesecake. There's always more for the family at Maggiano's Little Italy. Check out the new steakhouse menu at Maggiano's Friendship Heights. Make it a Maggiano's night tonight.
So when I think about the world I want for my children, I want them to be safe. That's why I decided to switch careers and pursue my Master of Science in Cybersecurity. The reason I picked UMUC was because that program had a good reputation in the industry. And now I come home every day and feel like what I'm doing matters. To make a difference for my family, it had to be UMUC.
With an affordable, quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn your dreams, like Kate Reich's, into reality. University of Maryland University College is designated as a center of excellence in information assurance education by the National Security Agency and the Department of Homeland Security. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your cyber career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Find out how UMUC can work for you. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
It's 8:55 now, WMAL, traffic and weather, every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What's it look like out there, Jamie?
Not good. This is unbelievable, Vince. We still have everything shut down here, southbound side of Maryland 95 with this tractor-trailer fire. Now, Howard County Fire and Rescue units at the scene are saying it looks like everything is mostly knocked down. This happened hours ago. It had been extinguished, and it's reignited. So that is why we have all this major problem here. So out of Baltimore, everyone at a standstill. The closure is between 895 and Route 100, so plan accordingly. You do not want to get caught in this. Looks like it's going to be like this for some time. Northbound side of 95, however, you can get through. So that's our major story still going on right now. Update sponsored by AAA. It's the most highly recommended roadside assistance provider nationwide because it's been their primary focus for over a century now. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very warm this morning and our first partial day of fall today. We'll feel like summer, 85 and cloudy. We'll break up the clouds a bit tonight, 64. Over the weekend, a mix of clouds and sunshine with highs into the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 72 degrees, 8:56 on WMAL.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
It defined who I was for so long.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy and it's completely non-invasive.
With the TMS treatment, it gave me the clarity to see changes that I need to make in my life.
I have hope. It's been life-changing. Now I can look forward to my future.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, "My happy mom is back."
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
For coming.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800.
I know who you are. Come on in.
Yes, ma'am. 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Fred looks 20 years younger.
Fred?
My next door neighbor. You guys were there yesterday.
He wanted to wear my hat.
20 years younger.
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
He showed me his driver's license. He actually became 20 years younger.
We can't promise that, ma'am.
But anything is possible.
Let's get rid of that, and that, and that.
Will there be anything else?
I feel amazing. Hand me a mirror. I love you guys.
Take a look at your driver's license. Spread the word, ma'am.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
If you're ready to buy your first home, a bigger home, or a better home, but still saving for the down payment, you need NASA Federal. Yeah, that NASA. With NASA Federal's LaunchPad Home Loan, there's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. You can save thousands with zero down and zero PMI. And with that big down payment out of the way, you're practically cleared for launch. Oh, and you don't have to work at NASA to get the LaunchPad Home Loan. You just need to call 855-999-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/999. That's 855-999-NASA or nasafcu.com/999. And with rates on the rise, now's the perfect time to spring into action. Get your new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 1-855-999-NASA or click nasafcu.com/999. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
Trump wrapping up his week at the UN and getting ready, heading into another week now of legislation, tax reform, Obamacare repeal and replace, all ahead next week, Mary.
Do you realize by this time next week, we may have a whole different healthcare system? Can you imagine that? We may be rolling towards something different and we may know which senators we now can stand or may love.
Wow. Okay. Well, we'll spend next week judging all of them.
Oh, absolutely. Very, very judgy. And hopefully maybe a start on tax reform. That would be great.
Have a good Friday. Chris Plant Show coming up here on WMAL. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.